Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to remind you, Thanksgiving week, get your week started off right. How about some golf? Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, third
yes.
annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing, our friends, and it's coming up Monday, November 24th. Now, I'm giving you a big heads up here on this, all right? It's at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock. Now's your chance to sign up. So go to 92.9thegame.com, click the events link. But do it now, because foursomes are going to go quickly, and that's the third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic. We do Pets for Vets. That's who it benefits. It's
their
great.
Biggest, their momentum movement was from a Frank punt. That's what got a little juice for them.
I will not be smoking anything from Georgia Hemp Company.
That's what you said last time. November 24th is the date. That's what happened last time we were out there, and Mike was wondering how he sounded, and I said, You sound fine.
They said it was good pain medication. My knees are bad. Now,
look, he is what he is. I mean, Jameis Russell can be a guy who can do it again at times against Minnesota. No.
Jameis Winston?
What did I say? Jameis? Who the hell is Jameis Thomas?
I told you you're feeling good.
Yeah, I guess I am.
Did you go from Jameis Russell to Jameis Thomas?
Dude, I was zooted. Freaking,
you know, the best.
Really, I don't even know who Justin Thomas's brother is.
They had to make like a pot of coffee for me to go home. No, because, you know, we're having a few beers on a golf course, and we came up to the Georgia Hemp Company, and hi to Joe Salami, if he's listening, the fine owner and patron. But anyway, and I had my knees back then were acting up, and I said, well, I'll take some of that, and my back was tight. Needless to say,
it wasn't.
Didn't feel anything.
No, not after that.
Nothing was connected, including the synapses in my brain.
It was so funny. Now, the funniest part about this, literally behind the scenes before we go on, we had played, and then Andy actually came and took our place in our group because we had to come and do the show. And so they had finished, and Mike turns to me and goes, I sound okay, right? I'm like, yeah, you sound fine. And we get on the air.
I got to be honest. My knee feels really good. My knee.
It does.
Yes. As long as, am I making sense?
Not really.
That was great. All right, that'll be in November. We'll do that again. Not that, but maybe we will.
Well, you know what?
Maybe we will. Who knows?
Maybe I can crash at Squidbilly's house.
Who knows?
Say hi to the baby.
But we're going to be out there and giving you a chance to
sign up. Uncle Mike is here. Hello.
We've been talking about a variety of things. Arch today was talking about the pistol and this offense.
Arch came in hot.
He did. He did.
Stop blaspheming the pistol. By the way, Professor Johnson from Morehouse, who's retired, he listens all the time. And I said, Mike, he goes, he is the grammar police for me. Mm. And I said, talisman. I think you meant touchdown. And I said, yes. I said, talisman. The way I use it in the sentence, I said, the pistol sort of became the touchstone for what people perceived as this the inadequacies of this offense. And, you know, once you saw some national guys, whether, you know, you believed in Dan Orlovsky's tank or not, people ran with it. We ran with it. I still don't like it. But Art says, here's what it looks like when you do your job.
Yes.
And it works great.
Yeah, and that's where I'm at. I just don't think it defines. We had a bad game, but everybody had a bad game. If we had bad games like that every week, then yes. But you can't look at the Vikings game and you run for 200, and then you look at last week and your offense is explosive and you're running the same set.
Right.
Not every play. So that was my issue with it. But either way, man, it's about growing as an offensive coordinator. By the way, this doesn't take pressure off of Zach Robinson to just like chill mode. He's got to continue to develop and grow as an offensive coordinator. And I think that's something else Arch pointed out. Go check out that interview as well, guys. Mike, the season is over for our Braves. We literally in studio for breaking news and all the things that go on. We've got some baseball playoffs on. Not paying attention. You know, the Detroit won today. They beat the Guardians in a game that, you know, the Guardians had a chance to tie it up. They blew it. But at the end of the day, the Braves are not in it. And I know you're going to talk more about this in Guide Talk, but with the offseason here, because it's here, Atlanta, this is a big offseason for us. And what's crazy is you go back two seasons ago, it was like everything was set. We've got our roster. Our guys are locked in. We've got long-term contracts. We know what this looks like. And you just felt like, okay, no matter what's going to happen in the offseason, I know what my club is going to look like. It felt like the 70s or 80s where you knew what team was coming back because you've got all these young guys locked up. Now, Mike, you've got needs all around the diamond.
Right.
And for Alex Anthopoulos, this isn't an offseason that he's speaking of chill mode, that he's just going to sit back and smoke a cigar. Alex has got to go out and really determine how he wants to attack this offseason. Now, my guess is, guys, and I will tell you, they've already been having these conversations 3 months ago because they knew they weren't going anywhere. You had to start filling in the blanks and start talking about what are we going to do. But the big question, Mike, is about the return of Brian Snicker. Now, I personally don't believe this affects how you attack the offseason. If Brian Snicker is here or not, it doesn't mean you don't go out and get starting pitching.
Right.
It doesn't mean you don't go add a bat or maybe a versatile outfielder. It shouldn't have any effect on how you improve the team, but everybody's wondering what Snit's going to do.
Yeah, I mean, does this make the Braves more attractive if it's not Snicker? No. I think guys get paid where they can get paid. I don't think guys give a crap about who the manager is. I mean, unless, you know, there's a rep about a guy. Snicker's rep obviously is great around the league. So if Snicker wants to come back, you know, I've said, would you like to see a new change and approach? And the answer is a resounding no from the majority of Braves fans I speak with on social media.
They do not want one.
They're sentimental, they're nostalgic, and they don't want kindly old Brian Snicker showing the door.
Okay.
So, okay, so let's just assume he's coming back. The coaching staff comes back, hitting coach, the whole shebang. What are you doing to give Snicker the send-off he deserves? Another World Series. Are you going to sign Ha-Seong Kim? Are you going to beef things up at shortstop? What are you doing with Albies? Albies historically with a wrist injury means not good.
Right.
You know, and it's a $7 million option, which they like because it's cheap. At least two starting pitchers. You love what you got with Waldrop. Sale's coming back. That was a crazy set of circumstances which knocked Sale out. But you're still missing all your other pitchers. Don't know what Strider is. Schwellenbach is going to be missing part of the season, presumably. So you got to give me two starters. You got to replace Raisel Iglesias because they're not bringing him back.
You're right.
He's a free agent. It's a lot of stuff. You know, that sounds to me like about, you know, maybe $100, $150 million in payroll. On top of what you're paying.
It needs to go up. I know we've got these escalators for a lot of the guys that are already currently under contract. But these are big-time decisions. And if we're going to be a contender again, okay, and I don't want to hear any of this mess about, well, they almost, you know, made the wild card with the run at the end. No, they didn't. This team was not good, and we know why. But Mike coming back in the spring training, what is this going to look like? Now, you know Profar is under contract. He's going to be here. He's not missing 80 games again. You know that Michael Money Harris, you know, the way he ended the year, we need him to start the year that way.
Is Mike, that's another question. Can you, the adjustment to play was great. He cooled off a little bit at the end.
He did.
But is Money Harris going to give you solid all-star consistency for the entire season?
Well, that's the question. And look, I think, look, we love this guy. He loves Atlanta. He's from here. This is what makes this story so good is this is a kid that grew up right here and played in leagues that we got a chance to see. But the consistency is the key. It's not that he's not a major league player. It's that the consistency has been up and down. To be great, you've got to be right here. My hand's just moving straight forward. It is not up and down. It's right here. And it's hard to maintain that. But Mike's got to show us that he can do that, Mike. And I think he's capable. But whatever changes he made last season or this year in season, stay there. Don't go back. Don't change anything else. Let's stay right there and improve on it. 404-726-0929. What's the biggest need that they need to address? And if you're just going to say, well, they need to go get one frontline starter, I would tell you that's not enough because you've got five guys that are coming off of injury
right.
that you were relying on being starting pitching. If you were to tell me, and they're not all going to do this, if you were to tell me they were all going to pitch 150 innings and they weren't, you know how much that is in a season? Like five guys, and all of them weren't going to do that. Maybe Chris Sale, maybe Strider if he was healthy the whole season. So you have some serious concerns. To me, Mike, that is the biggest need that has to be addressed.
And again, Drake Baldwin, he's going to be certainly splitting a lot more time behind the plate. Because remember, Murph's going to be out a little bit. Murph's got an injury. Mm. So how much is he going to miss out? I would have traded Murphy. Now you can't trade him because apparently he's been damaged goods the entire time he's been here. So when he does get hot, you got to say, wow, I guess he's overperforming. You mentioned Profar. You're saying goodbye to Marcell Ozuna, right? That's not even a...
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Option, you know, because Drake's gonna be
he's gonna be your D, but again, with Murph coming off the injury,
that's the thing.
I mean, he might
need some insurance.
So I just think the Braves, I mean, and attendance was down because the product wasn't as good. So I don't want to hear Terry McGurk, whoever writes these reports for Braves Holdings Inc. Well, we don't really have that. You got to prime the pump.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.